Opposition is growing to the Trump administration's new plan to radically overhaul U.S. immigration law and slash the number of immigrants allowed into the United States by half. The RAISE Act, or Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment, would create a so-called merit-based immigration system that would favor applicants who speak English, have advanced degrees, or can demonstrate job skills. Since President Trump and Republican senators introduced the proposal on Wednesday, many commentators have noted proposed policy would have likely blocked Trump's own grandfather, Friedrich Trump, from immigrating to the United States had it been in place in 1885. At the time of his arrival, Trump did not speak English, and his immigration record says he had no identifiable skill, or calling, as they called it. The great-grandparents of senior policy advisor Stephen Miller would have also likely been refused entry under the proposed plan, since they spoke only Yiddish. Kellyanne Conway's great-grandfather, too, would have likely been barred for speaking only Italian. Well, on Wednesday, CNN's Jim Acosta, who is the son of immigrants, pressed senior policy advisor Stephen Miller over President Trump's push to admit English-speaking only immigrants in a back and forth that lasted for several minutes. This is an excerpt.
I mean, you really don't know that.
He was an immigrant. He came to this country in 1962, right before the Cuban Missile Crisis, and obtained a green card. Yes, people who immigrated to this country can eventually—
People who immigrate to this country, Jim, not through Ellis Island.